Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you furnishing a small apartment? Go to jillsbedstore.com and check out Jill's Cabinet Bed. This unique bed fits into a hardwood cabinet, becoming compact and saving you space. When you need to use it, just open the cabinet and unfold it to set it up. And this month only, we're offering listeners a special deal. If you use the code 623Z to order on our website, we'll throw in two free pillows with your purchase. So visit jillsbedstore.com to start enjoying a more spacious apartment.
Number 71. What product is being advertised? Number 72. What advantage of the product does the speaker mention? Number 73. How can the listeners receive a gift? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following broadcast.
For the rest of today, it is expected to remain dry and cloudy in the Jonesdale area. But beginning tomorrow, we'll see colder temperatures and moderate snowfall. So please remember to put on a heavy coat if you plan on doing anything outdoors. As we head into next week, it'll finally start to feel like spring. Okay, next up, we'll be covering our local sports team's recent events, including a big victory last night.
Number 74. What is the broadcast mainly about? Number 75. What does the speaker recommend? Number 76. What will the listeners hear next? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
This is Brilliant Watch Repair calling about the antique wristwatch that you dropped off yesterday. As you mentioned, one of the watch hands was frequently skipping ahead, so we replaced the battery. That seemed to fix the issue. However, because the watch is quite old, we also took it apart to give it a good cleaning. In the future, we suggest bringing it in for basic maintenance once every 3 years to keep it in good condition. The watch is ready for you at any time. Just be aware that tomorrow is a national holiday and will be closed. Thanks.
Number 77. Why is the speaker calling? Number 78. What does the speaker suggest the listener do? Number 79. Why will a business be closed tomorrow? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following speech.
We're here tonight to celebrate Fritz Schneider's outstanding service to the company on the eve of his retirement. Fritz has been with Elta Footwear since its inception, and without him, we wouldn't be where we are today. With unfailing optimism, he has provided consistent leadership to help us grow as a company. Thanks largely to his efforts, today we produce more than 25 lines of athletic footwear. We'll miss him, but we wish him well. And now I'd like to share a short video with some highlights of Fritz's many years with Elta.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 81. What does the company produce? Number 82. What will the listeners most likely do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
This is Yulia, the building manager. I'm calling to let you know that workers are coming tomorrow morning to replace a defective water pipe under the pavement in front of your apartment. It should only take a few hours to complete, but I know you sometimes work from home, and they'll be using loud machinery. Sorry this is such short notice. Part of the pipe runs next to a telephone pole, so I was required to apply for a permit to have the work done safely. I thought approval would take at least a week, but it was issued yesterday.
Number 83. What does the speaker say will happen tomorrow? Number 84. Why does the speaker say,
"They'll be using loud machinery"?
Number 85. What does the speaker say about a permit? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I called this quick meeting for hospital staff. Our wireless internet has gone down and we are in the process of getting it restored. But don't worry, hardwired access is still available, so all doctors, nurses, and essential staff will still be able to use the desktop computers at each workstation. However, our patients will be wondering why they can't connect to the Wi-Fi. So please remember to let them know what's going on.
Number 86. Where is the meeting taking place? Number 87. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 88. What does the speaker remind the listeners to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
As a consulting nutritionist, I'll work with your company cafeteria to review the items that are currently sold and suggest updates. Consuming less meat is not only better for our health, but is also better for the environment. And consider this interesting fact. A recent study of thousands of cafeteria meals shows that when additional vegetarian options are offered, there is a significant increase in the number of vegetarian meals consumed. Some of you have expressed concern that I might ask you to completely overhaul the entire menu. Well, small changes can have surprising results.
Number 89. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 90. Why does the speaker mention a recent study? Number 91. Why does the speaker say,
small changes can have surprising results?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
We've received feedback from one of our major clients. The most recent advertisements we created for social media increased traffic to our client's website by 20%, which is great. In other news, we're on track to exceed our annual goal in terms of revenue. Having said that, 40% of our business comes from two clients, and either could back out at any time. We plan to ask existing clients to recommend our ad services to their business contacts. As an incentive, we'll offer a discount to those whose referrals result in new business for us.
Number 92. What type of service does the speaker's company provide? Number 93. What does the speaker mean when he says,
40% of our business comes from two clients?
Number 94. What incentive does the company plan to offer? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and map.
Welcome to the annual Chesterfield Community Festival. I have a few quick announcements. First, thank you to all of our vendors. They were selected because they use sustainable, environmentally friendly practices to produce their goods. We know protecting the environment is important to our community. Second, there are still a few tickets available for tonight's jazz concert. You can stop by Marta's Treats next to Way Family Farms to buy a ticket. Finally, remember that we are no longer handing out paper programs. You can download the event program from our website at www.chesterfieldcommunityfestival.com.
Number 95. What does the speaker say about the vendors? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Where can the listeners purchase concert tickets? Number 97. According to the speaker, what can be found on the festival website? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and schedule board.
I hope you enjoyed the conference's keynote speaker, Ms. Olabisi Adewale. What a phenomenal speech. If you're interested in more of what she has to say about running a business, her latest book is for sale in the lobby. It's definitely an engaging read. The rest of the conference is ahead of you now. We're excited that this year, because of popular demand and all the feedback we received, we've added an additional day to the conference offerings. And before you head off to your sessions, I wanted to announce a change of location for the 12:30 session today. It's been moved, and the schedule board has been updated.
Number 98. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do? Number 99. What does the speaker say happened as a result of attendee feedback? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which session's location has changed?